When people ask how a country is doing, the first thing you often hear about is the state of the economy. An important measurement is the GDP, gross domestic product. But some countries are interested in measuring something else, happiness. Canada, France, and Britain have recently added happiness to their official national statistics. The nation of Bhutan has been gauging happiness for decades. And this year, the U.S. is thinking of joining the club. Hannah Jaffe-Walt with our Planet Money team wanted to better understand how a happiness index works.
When you think about it, everything a government does, provide security, services, bridges, schools, the underlying goal of all of it is to make citizens happy. At least you'd hope it is. And you hear politicians make this pitch all the time, that some new airport or bridge is what the people want. This park will make people happy. Justin Wolfers, an economist at the University of Michigan, says you want to know what those claims are based on?
Intuition's the polite word, and making it up is the impolite word.
The thing is, economists and psychologists have been collecting happiness data for decades now, data that could be really useful to governments. They can quantify how unhappy noise pollution makes people who live near an airport. They know that people hate commuting, ranks really high on the list of things we hate, that we get less anxious as we get older. In fact, both Justin Wolfers and Angus Deaton, an economist at Princeton who also studies happiness, told me with just a few personal details, they could tell me how happy I am. Deaton started with my age, 31 years old.
You're on the downslope, and things will get a bit better after you're about 40.
Justin Wolfers agreed with that assessment.
Are you married?
Yes.
Married people are happier than non-married people. Do you have children?
I have one child and one on the way.
I'll say both congratulations, and from your happiness perspective, I'm sorry to hear that. Parents report, on average, being less happy than non-parents.
But that's under dispute.
And here is where the happiness data gets complicated. There's a dispute about whether or not kids make us unhappy, and truthfully, there's dispute about a lot of happiness data, because there is a problem with how we measure happiness.
The standard is actually just to go out and ask people. It could be, how happy are you today?
So I'm okay. I'm not, like, overjoyed, but I'm okay.
Well, happiness is relative.
I'm in a relatively positive mood right now.
But if you change the question...
So it turns out we get very different answers when we ask people about the here and now rather than about evaluating their life so far.
With that one, you get more positive answers. So if you're a government, which question do you ask? Not to mention that Tony Thiesing, Eugenie Kliakis, and Michael Mary are human, flawed human beings, easily biased by the wording of your question, the bad sandwich they just ate, or the fact that they found a nickel on the ground right before you asked the question. That one's actually been studied, by the way. People who found a nickel before the questioning did report being happier. Happiness data is value-laden. It's subjective. It's a little bit squishy. But you know what else is? GDP. Unemployment data. Wolfer says, what is happiness? What is unemployment?
Do you know how we measure unemployment? We go out and ask people if they're unemployed. Do you know how we measure happiness? We go out and we ask people whether they're happy. Now, some people say, oh, but whether you're unemployed, that's objective. We can verify that. It's actually kind of a hard question, and it's very subjective.
In the U.S., we define being unemployed as looking for work. What is looking for work? Checking Craigslist? Sending out 3 resumes a week? 5? But we report that number every month. Unemployment is 7.8%. And right now, the panel in the U.S. is looking to come up with a similar number for happiness. So we could say something like, happiness rose by 3.6% last quarter. Hannah Jaffe-Walt, NPR News.